afternoon, everybody. We are back. Say good afternoon, Jonna.
Good afternoon, everybody.
As some of you know, or maybe not known, we've taken a couple of weeks hiatus because we are now officially certified by Infusionsoft, and we are now ICPs, which took us over a month to do, and let me tell you, that just kicked our butts. But we're back, we're strong, we're on, ready to go to bring our show back up, and today we are going to share with you some really great forms and survey tools because we understand that forms and surveys are almost a necessity for today's website. So I'll go ahead and start off, and one of our first favorite forms that we love is called JotForm, which is at jotform.com. This is a great little tool. It's really easy to use. It's all drop and drag. It's very customizable. You can change the colors. You can change the fonts. You can add your logo. You can add in as many forms and entries as you want. And it basically allows you to do a ton of real good, easy stuff and build a form very quickly. There is a free version, but it's only limited to 5 forms, and there's also a limitation on how many people can actually do the entries for that. However, the paid plans are very cheap. They run from $19 a month to $99 a month, so it's well worth the investment to go ahead and get the paid one. And also, there's also all sorts of integrations that come with the paid ones. You can have PayPal. You can have Swipe. You can even attach EchoSign. So you can have clients now sign their EchoSign documents and contracts very quickly and easily going through the JotForm. It almost works with every single newsletter program that's out there. There are so many integrations, so it's definitely worthwhile checking out the website to see them all. Again, this is a very easy-to-build platform. Real big plus for people who hate software, who are very techie-challenged. I mean, this is just dropping a box over. If you want a picture, you go pick up the image box, you stick it into play. If you want to change the colors, the fonts, the buttons, all you do is click on where you want to change it, and a little menu pops up, and you can change the font. It's all drop and click, point and click, so real simple to use. The other big plus to this is you can actually have submissions saved as PDFs, as well as your clients can save it when they submit, which is a nice big plus. You can also have these documents automatically sent as they get submitted to Dropbox, to Box.com, to Google Drive, or Infusionsoft, or so many other places, so that all your forms and documents are all in one location. Another big plus is you can do it the other way. You can actually have clients upload these documents, and these documents can then be sent to Dropbox, Box, Google Drive, and then you get a notice that comes in through your email that explains that the person has done the submission. Jonna, let's talk about the next one.
Okay, let's talk about Gravity Forms for a little bit. Gravity Forms is really nice. It's a lot like JotForms. There is a free version, but again, the free version is limited. However, the paid version is only $39. But if you needing the added one, pricing quickly jumps to $99 and above. So keep that in mind when you're looking at Gravity Forms. Gravity Forms used to integrate really, really easy through an API with Infusionsoft. They had some complications and had thought about not doing the integrations, but now they have decided that they're going to work with it and see if they can get the integrations to work well together. The other option is if you use Infusionsoft and you really, really like your Gravity Forms, you're already a Gravity Forms user, you can go and use the Zapier program and make it simple and easy for yourself to implement the two together. So it's whatever you're more comfortable with. This is not as easy to use as JotForms. It is really customizable, so it's nice in that fact. It's not as user-friendly, so for those of you who don't want to put a lot of effort into customizing it, then this is probably not going to be the one for you. You can add pricing and scheduling through Gravity Forms. You can save all the forms to the backside of your WordPress, and you can get email notifications sent to you. So say that you have a small survey, small questions, and you need to see the answers to those questions before you have a call with a client or before you send out an email or whatever it is you're working with that client on. This one allows you to get that form and those email notifications sent to you. So if you're going to be doing something like that and you're a little more techie, you're a little more advanced than the average everyday user, then Gravity Forms might be the one that you want to look into.
Next is WooFoo forms. This has been around for a very long time, and it used to be the standard for forms. They do offer a free limited plan, but it's only good for up to 3 forms, and I think it's only got 100 submissions. So that may be a little restrictive for you, but pricing ranges from $14.95 to $69.95 a month. It depends on the number of entries. It depends on the number of forms, and it also depends on the number of features that you're needing. But you can take a look at WooFoo.com, and they'll go through all the different drop-downs and what the features are for each price plan. This is also very much like JotForms in the sense that it's drop-and-drag format. It also has the ability to take payments if you're looking for that. The tool is very well known. It's been around for years. It's not going to be hiccupy or anything like that. You're not going to have any technical glitches with it. There are numerous templates that you can choose from that helps you get up and running and fast, and very quick and easy to add on to your backside of your WordPress. Also, there are a ton of WordPress plugin tools. So there's Contact 7. What are some of the other ones, Jonna? Contact 7, Custom Contact Form is one of them.
There's a bunch of them. There is it actually works with the Ninja Form now, which pretty much comes standard in a lot of your WordPress themes. Ninja Form is really easy to use, and it works really well with the WooFoo forms. They actually got together, their two tech support teams got together, and they talk really well to one another. So that's something to look into, and Ninja Forms comes pretty much standard in all WordPress themes now.
Exactly. And they're a great little form maker also. All you have to do is go into the add plugin section of your WordPress and type in forms, and a whole bunch of them pop up. The key here, though, of course, you simply want to look at who's been around the longest, and that's easy enough to say. Make sure it is compatible with the version of WordPress that you have. Make sure the company does regular updates and has high star levels on it. And do a little bit of homework. There's a lot of the forms out there. We're just going to cover these today. We'll probably get into more later on and maybe some future shows and stuff like that based on suggestions or ideas, or we'll go drag up some more. But we're going to keep this segment very short and short and sweet and just give you some of the basics that we're going to be covering. Next, we want to talk about some great survey tools, and we all know surveys are hot right now. Everybody's asking about surveys, polls. You see them on Facebook all the time, and they are a great way to get client feedback.
One of my favorites is the SurveyMonkey, which is the first one that Val wanted to talk about today. I've worked a lot with SurveyMonkey. SurveyMonkey is really user-friendly. It's really easy to set up your templates. It's really easy to customize your questions. It's really easy to customize how you want those questions, whether they're going to be text, whether they're going to be radio, whether they're going to be things like that. So I know most of us, if not all of us, have either set up a SurveyMonkey or you have definitely filled out a SurveyMonkey and you just don't realize it. They do have a free version. The free version is really simple in its aspects. It doesn't give a lot of stuff that you can do, but for the pricing plan, starts at $22 a month, and you can get a lot more customization out of it. The free version does allow up to 10 questions and 100 responses. So if you're just starting out, you're just going to do a simple, you know, 5-question survey, and you're not going to send it to more than, you know, 20 people or 30 people, the free version may be fine for you. If you find out that you're going to be doing more and you're getting into the surveys and the clientele that you're dealing with and the business that you're working with requires this, then the paid version is probably going to be something that you're going to want to look into. They have a lot of templates too, already built templates, which makes it really, really simple. And on the paid versions, you can get quite customizable. You can change colors and backgrounds and images. So if you're going to be doing a lot of surveys and the free version doesn't seem like an option for you, then you might want to check into one of the paid plans. The plans are not too outrageous. And their tech support, they have an online chat that's right there. They're right on it. And they'll go that extra mile to help you if you get stuck on something.
The next one I want to go through is actually called Survey Planner. This is actually a really hidden gem and really, really nice. It's also an easy drop and drag for a survey tool, so you can customize the look and feel of the survey. They have a ton of templates to choose from, so very much like the Jot forms and stuff. But the nice thing is their free version actually has unlimited surveys and unlimited responses. So in that sense, it is great. If you are brand new to surveys, this is a must-check-out tool. It's very easy. It's all drop and drag, like I said. You just drop over the questions that you want, and you go. If you do want to go by chance for a paid version of it, which has a ton of more other things and allows you to export and do a lot more other features in it, it's only at $20 a month. So it's actually very, very reasonable pricing and a great alternative to SurveyMonkey.
Okay, and so maybe you're needing a more complicated survey. Maybe you're one of those that's been in business for a while and you're finding out that you are needing to get some surveys from some actual clients that you're using or clients that you're working with. And so you need something a little more with a little more oomph to it. Then you might want to take a look at Sogo Survey. This tool allows the ability to add if-then, which is the skip logics. Everybody knows what an if-then rule is. They're called if-thens or if they click this, if they click that. This allows you to customize the survey path for the user based on their answers. So if you need to them to answer a specific set of questions based on how they answered, say, question number one, then this may be something you want to look into. There is a limited free plan, and pricing plans range from $19 to $169 a month. So you want to make sure that you're ready for this one, or you really, really need that skip logic or those if-then rules. The survey builder does take a little getting used to, and there's a lot of limited customizationable options that is one of the cheapest skip logic survey tools out there. The support is great on this one, so you can get a lot of support should you need, you know, help being able to use the program. They have the ability to add online forms and polls as well, which is an option for anonymous polls and surveys if you're needing this as well. So if you've got a new product out there and you want to take a survey or a poll on it, but you don't necessarily want to put people on the spot by having them give out their information, this is another way to go. This one is definitely going to be for those that are really needing the if-then rules to get the rest of the survey questions answered.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we have survey, so I know how it works, but I will tell you, it really does take a while. It took me close to, 3 or 4 hours to set up our first survey. So it is not made for the techies. However, their support will walk you through, and they even have an option. If you write down all your answers and draw it out, they'll even have a customer support person lay the whole thing out for you for a minimum charge. So it may be worthwhile to do it or to hire a VA to do it, but trust me, this one, it's a great feature. It's got that skip logic. It allows you to really drill down into your audience and what their questions are, but do plan on spending the hour or so or more to really get it set up and get it working the way you want it to work. Again, if you go into Google, you'll find a whole bunch of other surveys. There are so many of them. We just wanted to cover some of the top ones that we know that work, that have got a good reputation behind them, and that you're not going to have something break on you or that's going to go out of date or it's going to have other issues. Sorry about the dogs, guys. I think the gas guys are here. That's a part of our life.
Maybe the gas guys.
Again, we did want to cover up. We're going to make this quick and short and sweet. Those are some of the forms. If you guys have got any suggestions, ideas, want more information on any forms or surveys or what our thoughts or opinions are, please be sure to hit us up in the Facebook groups or send us an email off of our website or hit us on a contact at www.yourvirtualassistants.net. We are going to discuss a lot more tools coming up in the next week. We also will go into later on about what us being ICP certified and how that's going to help our clients and maybe help you out as well as giving some great new tools and features of what Infusionsoft will be coming up with. Can you think of anything else, Shauna?
Not right off the top of my head right now. Nope, I cannot.
Well, guys, we want to thank you. We're sorry we're going to cut this short, but we need to get back into getting into the show and everything else. But we did not want to miss this week. We do want to be able to share with you guys. If you have any other suggestions, ideas for show topics, we are available and ready to hear from you guys. Just be sure to reach out and touch us again. Like we said, feel free to contact us at our website at www.yourvirtualassistants.net or at facebook.com/yourvirtualassistants, and we will be more than glad to get your topics on the air. We again thank you for joining us this week, and we hope that you have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Bye, everybody.